Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Is it deal or no deal at the UN Climate Change Summit? Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne, and thanks for tuning in. We've come to the end of COP28, but because the other nations can't agree on a draft deal to phase out fossil fuels, the conference has gone into overtime. Now, the United Arab Emirates, which is hosting, is set to unveil a new proposal after it was criticised over its first draft. The BBC's Justin Rowlett is at the summit in Dubai.
The negotiations have continued through the night here as countries that wanted to see a more ambitious deal on fossil fuel tried to get tougher language into the text. But what has become clear is that it wasn't just a couple of oil-producing nations that had doubts about the original deal. Quite a few developing countries said they wanted more finance to help switch to clean energy and adapt to climate change.
Justin Rowlett, and the BBC's Matt McGrath is also there. He explained the backlash to the draft.
All the mention of phasing out essentially had gone, and in their place was a list of things that countries could do, not compelled to do. I think it's been dropped because of substantial opposition from major oil-producing countries, including Saudi Arabia, Iraq and Bolivia, who've all made their position very clear on this, and I think from Russia as well, who've all said, look, we are major oil producers. There's no reasonable path of finance here to compensate us for the loss of our major production revenue.
Matt McGrath. Now, let's do the numbers. Pharma giant AstraZeneca has acquired vaccine company Icosavax for $1.1 billion to boost its infectious disease unit. Meanwhile, European stocks are up, anticipating positive US inflation data and central bank meetings. In the UK, the FTSE 100 is up 0.4% as wage growth eases. After 8 years, Poland's right-wing Law and Justice Party is out of power. It won the largest share of seats in October's election, but couldn't get enough support from the other parties to form a government. Here's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford in Warsaw.
There were cheers and jeers as politics hit the big screen. As deputies gathered in Parliament for a confidence vote in the government, this crowd headed for the cinema to watch with buckets of popcorn.
I just saw that people want together, and I love to be a part of the civil society, and I love to be a part of a change. So here we are watching government meeting in cinema, which is really absurd, but at the same time I feel we're kind of making history here.
Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki knew it was a vote he couldn't win. His populist Law and Justice Party lost its majority in the elections in October. But after 8 years in power, the government has been stringing out its departure. Now it's all over. And in the cinema, they chanted goodbye. So Poland's preparing for the sequel, the return of Donald Tusk. The opposition leader ran Poland before, and now he's back promising change. That includes ending years of fractious relations with Brussels. The EU has been holding back billions of euros in funding over reforms that it says threaten the rule of law. But major policy moves won't be easy. His coalition is broad and the president has the power to veto laws. But public expectations of change are high, and this audience won't want to be disappointed. I'm the BBC's Sarah Rainsford for Marketplace.
Zara has pulled ads from its site and app amid claims they resembled Israel-Gaza war scenes. The ad campaign has mannequins with missing limbs wrapped in what appeared to be white plastic. Zara said it regretted a misunderstanding, saying some customers saw unintended meaning in the images. Returning to the COP28 climate summit, some of the countries who aren't happy with the language used in the draft are small island nations, which are very vulnerable to the impact of climate change. Tuvalu is one of them. Here's the BBC's Frey Lindsay.
My beautiful beach that I used to play when I was a kid, no longer there. It disappears.
That's Seve Pineu, climate and finance minister for the island nation of Tuvalu, speaking to me from the COP28 conference in Dubai. Tuvalu is a group of 9 low-lying islands in the vast South Pacific Ocean, and it's one of the nations most threatened by man-made climate change.
As we speak, our islands are constantly being washed away, and even some of our little islands being submerged and disappearing. You know, much of our taro plantation and crops are all being destroyed because of the infiltration of seawater.
That encroaching seawater makes day-to-day operations for local businesses really difficult. Marianne Garcia-Loracil, cooking in her Wavestone Cafe, just out of town on the main island of Funafuti. Marianne told me she's already dealing with the impact of the rising tides.
The soil is so bad, and I can't grow anything on this soil here. There's no fruits that we can depend on. Coconuts is all dying as well from the sea. The soil is like very salty.
There are also fiscal impacts of climate change for Tuvalu.
We license out access for fisheries, and therefore that constitutes a significant stream of income to Tuvalu. And climate change impacts on our fishery and our tuna resources also being threatened.
I believe that developed nations have a responsibility to provide assistance, and that is precisely what we are doing.
In November, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced a treaty offering permanent residency in Australia for up to 280 Tuvaluans per year. I asked Seve Pineu if he was worried about the effect migration might have on Tuvalu's demographic future.
It is a really, really small minority that might want to take that opportunity.
But not everyone agrees with that, even within families. Seve's daughter, Lisepa Pineu, is a lawyer in the Attorney General's office.
The generational gap on our stance on climate change, I think, is really big. There's a lot of us, I know from people my age, you know, people in their 30s, early 40s, that if they had the option to leave, they would leave.
The people of Tuvalu face a precarious future at the sharp end of climate change. I'm the BBC's Frey Lindsay for Marketplace.
And finally, we're listening to more music than ever before, with streaming accounting for 32% of our listening, while video sharing platforms like YouTube and TikTok account for about 31%, says the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was Naomi Rabney. Isabel Whitehead on the tech, Joe Critcher's our editor, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.